Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome to Q1 FY27 earnings call of Krsnaa Foschem Limited. From the senior management, we have with us today Mr. Praveen Ujjwal, Managing Director, Mr. Anil Sharma, Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anil Sharma, Company Secretary. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone, and warm welcome to the earning call of Krsnaa Foschem Limited. Before we begin the earning call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during the call might be forward-looking in nature, and hence it may involve risks and uncertainties, including those related to the future financial and operating performance. Please bear with us if there is a call drop during the course of the conference call. We would ensure the call is reconnected the soonest. I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Praveen Ujjwal, Managing Director. Over to you, Praveen, sir. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Krsnaa Foschem Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. The first quarter witnessed a challenging operating environment for the phosphatic fertilizer industry, primarily driven by global supply side disruptions, elevated raw material prices, and geopolitical uncertainty. Despite these external headwinds, Krsnaa Foschem delivered a resilient performance supported by our integrated manufacturing platform, backward integration, efficient procurement practices, and disciplined working capital management. I will begin by discussing the industry environment, followed by our operational and financial performance, corporate developments, and growth outlook. We will then open the floor for your questions. Macro and industry environment. The quarter began amid heightened uncertainty after the IMD forecast the southwest monsoon at 92% of long period average, while the anticipated development of El Nino conditions raised concern over kharif, sowing and fertilizer demand. By the end of June, cumulative rainfall was nearly 40% below normal, resulting in national kharif sowing declining by 22.7% year-on-year to 182.7 lakh hectares compared to 236.5 lakh hectares during the corresponding period last year. However, rainfall improved materially during early July, resulting in a rapid recovery in sowing progress, improved farmer sentiment, and accelerated fertilizer offtake across several key markets for the remainder of the kharif season. Industry production and demand environment. During the April-May 2026 period, industry-wide production declined by 28% year-on-year, while SSP production dropped by around 7% year-on-year. Despite lower production levels, sales remained strong, with NPK sales increasing by 33% year-on-year, and SSP sales growing by 28% year-on-year during the same period. This indicates that the decline in production was primarily due to supply-side constraints, including raw material availability and logistic challenges, rather than any weakness in underlying fertilizer demand. West Asia conflict and raw material inflation. Geopolitical tensions in West Asia, particularly surrounding critical shipping lanes through the Strait of Hormuz, introduced considerable uncertainty across global industry, global fertilizer supply chains during the quarter. Given India's dependence on imported rock phosphate, phosphoric acid, sulfur and ammonia, the broader phosphatic industry remained vulnerable to these disruptions. The uncertainty surrounded shipping routes resulted in higher freight costs, delay in vessel movement, and increased procurement costs. At the same time, prices of key inputs such as ammonia and sulfur increased, while phosphoric acid and rock phosphate prices also remained elevated, placing additional cost pressure on the industry. Despite elevated raw material prices, our diversified sourcing strategy, prudent inventory planning and disciplined procurement practices helped partially mitigate cost inflation. We also continue to maintain the tight control over working capital while implementing calibrated MRP revisions to preserve competitiveness across our core markets. Favorable developments. Despite these macro variables, the operating environment improved meaningfully towards the tail end of the quarter due to a few critical structural developments. Minimum support prices hikes. The Government of India announced higher MSPs of all 14 mandatory kharif crops for the 26-27 marketing season, featuring meaningful increase for key commercial and food crops like soybean, groundnut, cotton and pulses. These revisions will directly strengthen farm gate economics, enhance purchasing power and support optimal fertilizer application rates. Government NBS support. Despite significant inflation in global raw material prices, the government continues to support the phosphatic fertilizer sector through higher nutrient-based subsidy rates, thereby helping maintain affordability for farmers while ensuring industry's continuity. National Energy Security Initiative. The recent West Asia conflict highlighted India's vulnerability regarding energy and feedstock imports. In response, the government's initiation of work on India's first strategic natural gas storage system reinforced long-term resource security, which will ultimately safeguard vital input supply lines for the domestic fertilizer sector. Monsoon revival. Most importantly, monsoon activity revived strongly in early July, rapidly cutting the all-India rainfall deficit from nearly 40% at June end to approximately 24% by the first week of July. This pivot has triggered a massive acceleration in kharif sowing across our primary marketing zone. Over the medium to long term, the structural shift towards balanced nutrient application, supported by favorable agricultural fundamentals and government initiatives, continues to provide a constructive outlook for the phosphatic fertilizer industry. Financial performance Q1 FY27. Coming to our financial performance for the quarter, despite a challenging operating environment, the company delivered reasonable quarterly performance. Quarterly revenue from operations stood at 532 crore, registering a 35% year-on-year growth, showing our operational strength and efficiency. Quarterly EBITDA stood at 89 crore, reflecting a 36% year-on-year growth, supported by disciplined cost management despite volatility in raw material prices. Quarterly profit after tax stood at 47 crore, increasing 54% year-on-year. Quarterly earnings per share stood at 1.52 compared with 0.99 in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. For the quarter, achieved fertilizer production of 89,747 metric tons, showcasing our consistent operational efficiency. 43% capacity utilization of NPK DAP unit and 121% capacity utilization of SSP unit, which was beyond the core. Share capital optimization. Recently, company successfully executed a 5-for-1 stock split, subdividing the face value of our equity shares from rupee 10 per share to 2 rupee per share. This corporate action was strategically undertaken to enhance market liquidity, improve affordability for retail investors, and broaden our long-term shareholder base. Strategic business initiatives. During the quarter, in response to evolving crop nutrition requirements and the growing demand for balanced nutrient application across our key markets, we strengthened our product portfolio by introducing additional variants of complex fertilizer, further expanding our offerings to meet the evolving nutrient requirements of Indian agriculture. As part of this initiative, we introduced 12-32-16, 16-20-0-13, 15-15-15, 8-21-21, 9-24-24. These additions complement our existing product portfolio and enhance our ability to serve diverse crop and soil nutrient requirements across different agricultural regions. This strategic expansion is expected to strengthen our market presence, improve product mix, and support long-term sustainable volume growth over the coming years. Our integrated manufacturing platform, diversified product portfolio spanning SSP, NPK, and beneficiation operations, strong raw material sourcing capabilities, and expanding distribution network continue to differentiate Krishna Phoschem within the phosphatic fertilizer industry. These structural strengths position us well to navigate cyclical volatility while capitalizing on long-term growth opportunities. Growth outlook. Looking ahead, we remain confident in our growth trajectory, supported by improving industry fundamentals and our continued focus on disciplined execution. Capacity ramp-up. The NPK capacity commissioned during the previous quarter is expected to witness a steady ramp-up in utilization over the coming quarters. Higher utilization combined with a growing contribution from our higher margin complex fertilizer portfolio is expected to drive revenue growth, improve operating leverage, and support stronger profitability. Portfolio expansion. During the quarter, we expanded our product portfolio by introducing additional variants of complex fertilizers, enabling us to cater to a wider range of crop nutrient requirements and strengthen our presence across key agriculture markets. Favorable industry environment, improving in monsoon conditions, higher MSP, and continued government support through the NBS framework are expected to support the fertilizer demand during remainder of FY27. While the geopolitical situation in West Asia continues to remain uncertain, we remain focused on disciplined procurement, diversified sourcing, and operational execution. Our priorities remain centered on maximizing capacity utilization, improving product mix, driving operational efficiencies, and maintaining disciplined cost management to deliver sustainable and profitable growth. On my closing remarks, in summary, the first quarter reinforced the resilience of our business model and our ability to execute effectively despite a challenging operating environment. With improving industry conditions and our continued focus on operational excellence and growth, we remain confident in our outlook for the remainder of FY27. I would like to thank all our shareholders for their continued trust and confidence in Krishna Phoschem. With that, we will now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Parth Soda with Trinetra Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so my question is regarding the revenue growth. Do you still expect 35 to 40% is achievable?
35 to 40%, what is achievable?
Revenue growth.
Revenue growth of 35 to 40% from last year.
Yes, sir.
From last year, no?
Yes, yes, sir.
So, we have already told you in our speech that we are working on to smoothen our new operation of new expansion activity. and we are confident that we will start the production at full levels for the new capacities, and we hope that we will be able to achieve our targets for this year, which comes to around 25% of the last year's revenue. So your figure of 30 to 35, we can say that we will be able to achieve it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nishita Sanklesha with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So actually, your voice was breaking a little. So if you could just reiterate what the previous participant asked, if you could reiterate what your statement again, your voice was breaking in between.
What statement you want to know?
I just wanted to understand. You mentioned that we will be able to achieve the 35-40% growth, right?
Yeah. See, as we have already told you that we have expanded our DAP NPK capacity from 1 lakh to 1 lakh 65,000. So we are hopeful that for the remaining quarters we will be able to smoothen our production, and we will be able to achieve that 30-35% of the additional target or turnover from the last year.
Okay, understood. And my next question is, in the previous call, you've mentioned that from the NPK DAP facility itself, we can achieve a revenue of around 400-500 crores, and that is at conservative utilization. So when can we reach those levels of revenue from that facility?
From the old facility or from the new facility?
So I wanted to understand this 500 crore of revenue that we can do from NPK DAP, that is from the total facility of 495 MTPA, or is it just from the new facility?
Our old facility is 330,000 tons and our new expanded facility is 165,000 tons. So total is 495,000 tons facility. And the turnover which you are expecting for 500 crores for 495,000 tons of DAP NPK plus SSP. So again, I would like to tell you that we are going to achieve this 500 crores plus turnover quarter on quarter for the coming three quarters. There is no issue in achieving the top line of more than 500 crores. Because we will be able to produce as per our production capacity.
So we are saying that we can achieve 500 crores of target in FY27?
Definitely, I would like to tell you that capacity utilization is not a problem. This quarter, the problem was raw material availability. So the raw material availability has smoothed, and now we are going to achieve the production capacity that on
incoming quarter. Okay, understood. And if you can give any capex, like are we planning any capex in FY27? If so, what is the amount of capex that we plan to spend in FY27?
See, as of now, we are working on the different type of additional production capacities, but since we are not declared on the statutory platform, and as soon as we finalize at the board level, we will come back and declare it across on the board.
Okay, understood. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Anuj Arya with Interglobe Services. Please go ahead.
Hi. Could you just give me the breakup of the revenue, the 532 crores of revenue that we've achieved this quarter? How much was it from trading, SSP and NPK DAP? If you could just give me the breakup for the revenue and EBITDA.
Yeah, Yeah, I can give you for the trading and the manufacturing. Trading was around 173 and the remaining was for the manufacturing. And for SSD and for different fertilizers, right now I don't have that data. But if you want, you can send the information required. Send the questions on the mail. We can give it to you on the mail.
Okay. And sir, what was the EBITDA on the 173 crores trading trading volume?
The remains at around 7 to 8% for the trading and for the fertilizer, it is different on different products.
Understood.
But on an average, it is around 16%.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
For the trading, it is around 78%, and for the manufacturing, it is around 16%.
Understood. And for quarter two, just want to confirm for quarter two, a lot of raw material problems have been resolved. Is that what you're saying? So for quarter two numbers, the NPK and DAP facility utilization will be higher than quarter one?
Yes, definitely it will be higher than the quarter one.
Okay. And in the last call, you had mentioned that due to the raw material price hike, not all the raw material price hikes will be able to pass it on to the customer. Do you? What is the current scenario as to what percentage of increase in costs are you able to pass on to the customer?
In total, I would like to tell you it is around 25 to 30%, which has been passed on in total basis. Some amount of subsidies has been increased and some amount of MRP has been increased. So the cost which was increased has been already passed on in the form of subsidy and in the form of MRP.
Understood. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That'll be all for man.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Harsh with ABC. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, my first question is that, as I can see that the revenue is increased by 34.6% year-on-year, but it declined to around 30% compared to previous quarter. So what are the key factors behind it? Can you explain?
See, what I can tell you is, that Q4 seasonality is normally stronger as compared to the this Q1 of new financial year. So this is the basic reason that Q4 of every year will be stronger than Q1 of the coming for the new year. And you can link it in the past trends also. So that is why the revenue from quarter to quarter, FY26 and FY27, it is higher. But from the last quarter of FY26 and the first quarter of FY27, it is lower. This is basically a cyclic reason which is always there.
Okay, sir. Understood.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ajit Sethi with ICO Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I want to understand, at the current asset base, at peak utilization, how much revenue we can generate?
Peak revenue generation, we can do it. Let's hold on. For the year you are asking? I should take it for the year, huh?
Yeah, at peak utilization, I think it's around 100%, at 100% utilization of current asset base. So what revenue we can generate?
See, you can calculate it yourself. Our capacity is 4,95,000 and the product price is around 60,000 rupees. And for SSP, 1,20,000 tons of production, the price is around, the total revenue is around 20,000 rupees. So you can take it as So it can be around more than 3,000 odd crores in total. If we take the capacity and the pricing I have told you, it can be more than around 3,000 crores.
Okay. And sir, how should we look forward with the trading manufacturing ratio? Currently, it's around 33% trading and rest manufacturing. So going forward, how should we look at this ratio?
Complement each other. Why we do trading is to basically facilitate the farmers. Whatever product which we are not able to manufacture, we try to import it and trade it off. So it is all value addition for the farmers, and it is all value addition for the company as well, whereby we get an EBITDA of around 6 to 8%. So ultimately, as and when the requirement of the product is there, we will keep on importing the products from the foreign countries.
So the reason for asking this, because these are diluting our margins, that's why. So can we expect that this 30% ratio should be sustainable for trading? Or it can increase going forward?
Again, what I want to tell you is basically the imported products complement our manufactured products. So we also understand the EBITDA of the imported product is definitely down, but when it is only imported and packed and sold it to the farmers. So complementing the business from each other will always give a value addition to the farmer, to the soil, and to the stakeholders as well.
And sir, last question is, what was the reason for the increase in EBITDA margin? Margin increased from 12% to around 17%. So what was the reason for that?
See, basically, while you would have heard in our speeches that we have tried to develop new products all along in NPK. So due to that NPK new product production and sales in this quarter has increased the EBITDA. And we expect that the first sales of these products would result into a better crop production for the farmers in coming season, and we look forward to producing all different types of products in future also.
So new NPK grades have higher margins. So should we expect this margin to increase from this level or to sustain at this level?
I think so. 16% of EBITDA is also a good EBITDA margin in the fertilizer industry. But we will keep on working on the better products, which are suitable for the company to earn the profits and for the farmers as well. So this working is a continuous process, and we are confident that with the new products coming in, we will be able to achieve a higher EBITDA as well as better nutrients for the farmers in the coming times.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Archit Agarwal with Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My question is about the EBITDA margin. So the management in the last call has said that there will be pressure on the EBITDA margin in Q1, but the EBITDA margin has recovered well. It's like 16.7%. So can you tell me what drives this EBITDA margin growth?
As per our old working, we were expecting that the EBITDA margins may be difficult for the coming quarters. But now, since we have performed in this quarter, and we are expecting that the EBITDA margins will be very good for the coming quarter as well. And the reason is that we have tried different products, and we are confident and successful in marketing and manufacturing of these new products, and we are confident to market these products in the different areas also. So now we are able to achieve better EBITDA margin than our expectation.
Okay, so you mean to say that it is the product mix that drives the EBITDA margin?
We have already told you in our speech also that we have manufactured different NPK grades, and that is why we are able to achieve better EBITDA margins than expected. And we are now confident that we will be able to keep track of the EBITDA margins which we have already achieved in the first quarter.
Okay. And one more question is about the receivable. You have mentioned that 700 out of crore receivable will be collected in the Q1. So what is the update on that?
700 crores will be received in the quarter one.
Yes.
You are taking this from the last quarter, or how?
Yes, last quarter.
So you want to know about the present data right now, or what should I understand?
You have said that like 700 crore receivable will be collected in the Q1. So like out of that, how much is collected?
Hello.
Hello.
Naveen sir, can you hear us?
Yeah, just hold on. We are just working on it. On your question that regarding collection of 700 crores, because the last part of the data was around 300 crores. Last quarter the data was collection is more than 700 crores or not? Collection is more than 700 crores. Hello?
Sorry? Yeah?
The collection is more than 700 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Rishi Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, PAT margin actually declined from 11 to 8.9% on quarter-on-quarter basis, even though our revenue and EBITDA margins improved. Can you explain that?
Yeah. See, it is largely a function of the sharp rise in the finance cost and depreciation as the new capacities have came online. You are already aware that new plants are operative. So the depreciation and the cost, which was 8.7 crores, it has increased to 13 crores, around 13 crores. So, and the finance cost, which was around 13 crores, it has increased to 20 crores. So all these costs have increased because of the new commissioned plant. But as the utilization of the capacities, which are the new capacities, come into production, we expect that the operating leverage to more than this will offset these fixed costs also. So this is not a big issue. It is only an impact of the new production capacity which has come in.
Okay. Another question is, you have signed a 10-year, 70,000 MTPA green ammonia agreement with SECI. What is the actual financial benefit to all, and when does it start contributing to us?
This capacity of green ammonia is of a third-party capacity, and we will buy this green ammonia with an arrangement from the Government of India, Department of Fertilizer, one thing. And this capacity will start in FY29, after 2 years. So one point is I have made you clear. Now coming to that additional financial numbers, which are going to come for the company. From this MOA agreement, one thing is clear, that our cost price will be in matching to the international grey ammonia prices. If the grey ammonia prices are higher than our contractual price, then the contractual price will be our price. And if the if the grey ammonia price is lower, then the price for us will be grey ammonia price. So we will be the lowest cost raw material buyer in the country for green ammonia after this facility comes in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vanil with iWealth Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to check on our sales volume data, if you can help me with that number, on the manufacturing of DAP, NPK, SSP, and on the trading, sir.
For DAP, NPK, it was 53,500, and for SSP, it was
36,300. Okay. And for trading, sir?
And for trading, just hold on. Trading, 21,000.
Sorry, sir? I didn't get it.
No, 21,000.
Got it. So, sir, if I'm seeing from last three quarters, our volume growth is declining, but we are increasing our trading, right? So is it some different grade which we are doing the trading, or how to kind of understand this? Because we have ample capacity currently, and we've expanded further to that. So just wanted to understand, last 2-3 quarters we are doing roughly 53,000-54,000 on an average.
This quarter, definitely there is a
raw material issue, sir.
Raw material issues are there. One is raw material issue, and one is that we have tried to manufacture different type of NPKs, which you can understand that every time when we shift to a different NPK, we need to stop our production. So, and that was the requirement of the time, because due to non-availability of raw material, we had to keep optimizing our different products and try to increase our EBITDA level. So, for which we have been successful, and since the raw material issues now have been resolved and it is moving in a smooth direction, we are confident for the remaining quarters we will be able to achieve our best capacity.
Got your point, sir. And sir, the current margins, if I just exclude the trading part, right, and when I compare this with the other industry players, our margins are superiorly high. So just wanted to understand, sir, how to read on this, because the larger players, Paradeep, Coromandel, are at 8-9%, and we are at 70-odd% currently, right? And the capacities of them are also quite large. So sir, why is there this margin difference, if you can help me understand?
Everybody understands elevation in the raw material prices, but then
correct,
we have the diversified sourcing strategies, inventory management is there. There are many issues which are related to the business practices which can always mitigate that cost inflation and achieve a better EBITDA or better PBT level. This is how we are moving, and this is not new for our company. If you compare it with the 5 years data, you will find that our numbers are always better than the industry, which is readable in last 5 years data.
Got it, sir. Great, sir. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Anuj Heria with Interglobe Services. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity again. Could you just repeat the DAP NPK volume that you answered to the previous participant? Sorry, I couldn't hear you clearly.
53,500.
Okay, 53,500. Got it. Repeating my previous question, so basically if you say a 7-8% trading margin that we had on a 173 crore top line, which effectively means that on the manufactured products that are cell phone manufactured, we've earned an EBITDA of approximately 77 crores, which is resulting in a 21% EBITDA margin. So would you attribute that most of the increase in margin is due to the new varieties of NPK blends that we have manufactured, or from the SSP as well, that earlier our EBITDA margins were in the 8-9% range, we have witnessed an increase in the SSP margins also?
That product EBITDA would have increased, but definitely that all new products coming in, all new different varieties have come in, and since we have tried for the new nutrients, there is definitely a combination of EBITDA being increased on the part of the cost and on the part of the selling prices also.
Understood. And would you attribute some of this EBITDA gain to the lower cost inventory that we had? Or you think that these 21% EBITDA margins would be sustainable for the near future?
No, yes. That old last quarter inventory prices have contributed to higher EBITDA margin. But again, what I would like to tell you is that we are able to produce new and different type of variants of NPKs, and we are confident that we'll keep continuing higher EBITDA margins for the coming quarters also. Since we have a backward integration of sulfuric acid, phosphoric acid, everything, then we have the beneficiated rock phosphate. So we had that extra cushion over and above any of the other competitors.
Understood. Thank you. That'll be all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Lohit Saini, Jairam Wealth Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Can you share your outlook on sulfur prices over the coming months?
See, again, sulfur prices or any other raw material prices, it is always getting difficult, because every time we are thinking of that the prices will go down, but every 15 days or every month the prices have increased from almost in April it was around 65-70,000 rupees to almost one lakh rupees per ton in June and July, and the issues related to hormones has highly affected the sulfur price, and in last 7 days you would have seen that once the hormones was open, then it is again closed. So let's see what happens, but again 1 lakh rupees is the highest price right now, and the sulfur production is also at a very very lean stage in the refineries. So let's see that from here the sulfur price does not go up, but let's keep fingers crossed what will happen in the future. But as a part of our company, we have contracts with our sulfuric acid manufacturers, and we have our own sulfuric acid plant. So we are we are trying to work out the best combination of own sulfuric acid manufacturing and the buyout of sulfuric acid, and that is why we are able to sustain in the market.
Okay, okay. Thank you for the detailed explanation.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you again for joining us. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to our investor relations team. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you. On behalf of Krishna Foscam Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.